Good morning, Patriots. I'm so glad that we are here together. I'm Melissa Redpill. We are going to talk today about President Trump's speech on Thursday night. We have had a chance to really think about it and kind of digest it. I want to talk about what potentially some of you guys missed and that I had missed in the research and really digging in. And I hope that you're going to really enjoy this. Before President Trump spoke, he said, "It's really big news." It's really, really big news. Of course, our president's always, everything's really big with him. It says, it doesn't get bigger. It doesn't get bigger. And so let's dig in and find out, what does he mean by it doesn't get bigger? Because this is really what it takes to save America. No doubt about it. So yeah, here's what Monica Crowley said. She said it was rigged. As we have been saying, tonight was the opening salvo. Strap in. All right. I've been told so many times to buckle up, strap in, hang on tight. And now Monica Crowley's telling me she's on the page with that too. And then Dan Scavino, I'm going to show you at the end of this video what Dan Scavino just posted. Anyway, so stay tuned for that. So what that means on the opening salvo is, like, if you're in a court of law and that is the first thing that the attorney says, you're going to hear about this and you're going to hear about that. And then you start really unpacking everything. So she's saying this is the beginning. This is just the beginning of hearing for the exposure. Now, you and I have been on this path for such a long time. We know a lot of these things, but for the regular people, they're getting this information and maybe for the first time. So yeah. And the thing is, that I'm going to talk about today a little bit about, you know, why the mainstream media did not want to air this and didn't. NBC, CBS, and ABC did not air it because they are complicit in what has all been going on. So this is a big moment. And this is the reason we were all banned from social media. All right. So today I'm going to talk about he called out the deep state and the shadow government. I thought that was a conspiracy theory, right? He called them out by name, the deep state and the shadow government. That's gigantic. That's gigantic. This is becoming mainstream. And this is our role, because we know that the mainstream media or legacy media, whatever you want to call them, the enemy of the people, they will not share this information. So that's our job, is to share this information so that people understand we've been lied to. They're literally an enemy of the people, and they don't want anyone to know that there's really been a deep state, like a fourth branch of government, that's really been running the government and this shadow government. And number two, revoke these licenses. I'm going to show you what they admitted themselves, that they basically get to pick and choose what you hear from the president of the United States. Right? Number three, was POTUS really calling out China? Was he really calling out China? So let's talk about, we'll talk about that too, because what is it really China? Is it, of course, not the Chinese people? Is it Xi Jinping, or is it something else? And what is he really saying on that? All right, so we'll get to that. If this is the type of information that you are interested in, please hit the like button right now before we get started, because I know I'll forget to ask you. And also make sure you're subscribed and that your bell is rung, so you'll hear when we get a new video put out there for you. Here is my website here, melissaredpill.com. Definitely check into that, because I think you'll like how we look at the current events in the light of God's word, because this is biblical. I've written a bestseller book, Decoding the Book of Revelation. If you're not familiar with that, please go to melissaredpill.com and find out about that. I have a whole study guide from the Book of Revelation, a whole study guide of the minor prophets. It's big news. It really can't get bigger. That's the real truth, right, President Trump? All right, so here we go. Let's get started. I want you to hear this clip right now, and I'm actually going to share right now. I'm going to share the link to the YouTube video is right there. I just shared that over into the chat with the Rumble, and if my moderators will please go ahead and put the link over into the Rumble chat so that we can all talk with each other. Make sure that you join both places, you chat with each other in both places, you like both places, and everything. For me, that would be awesome. I would love it. And we just, you know, connecting. We need as many connection points as we possibly can get. All right, so I want you to hear what President Trump had to say about these burn bags and the shadow government, and then we'll talk about it. Check this out.
Illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press. Other officials who witnessed such efforts perceived the motivations to be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama to be burned. It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be at a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that were supposed to burn the bags. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges, if appropriate, against these people. Yet concealing China's meddling was only the beginning.
All right, there you go. All right, so I had someone at the door, of course. As soon as we start a video, someone comes to the door. All right, so this is huge. This is wow. This is a must-see. That President Trump, on that one clip right there, he is exposing this shadow government and these burn bags that were by Obama. Did you guys catch that? These bags were given to the FBI by Obama. Had you guys caught that? This was not something that they were just doing on their own. But as he said, they were not burned. Obama gave them the bags, but they put the information in the bags, and then Cash Patel has found them. He's found these bags, and we're going to talk about it. I want you to hear what Cash Patel had to say about these burn bags, because it appears that there were patriots who put these in bags so that Cash Patel could find them. We'll get to that. But Obama gave them these bags so that they could get rid of this evidence of what they had done and the treason. They know that they have done treason, and they never thought that she would lose. They never thought that they would lose power. So this is gigantic for them to, you know, and he's exposing this, that these are burn bags. I think everyone should be, you know, hair on fire, shouting this from the rooftops. I'm going to make sure that you have the link to this, because this is gigantic. I'm going to pop this right here in the thing. I'm just going to call it burn bags. Okay. This is, share that link, because this is so important that people understand. We can't run a government. We can't run a free country. You can maybe run a communist country, but you can't run a free country when you've got people in the government who are doing crimes and they're hiding their crimes in burn bags to be destroyed. So he's pointing the finger directly at Obama. Okay, did you guys all catch that? I want to make sure that you guys really catch, and I'm going to say it over and over during this video. This is Obama that was, you know, the point. It was pointing the finger, and this is what we were told on the board. Okay. Then you've got the shadow government. He's also calling them out, that there was a shadow government being run. Again, we've got three branches of government. We've got the judicial branch. You've got the legislative branch. You've got the executive branch. You don't have another branch called the shadow government that is basically running things. Now, so what has been going on? I'm going to talk about really also what's been going on behind the scenes as far as, you know, is it all good guys, white hats now, or all black hats before, or maybe a mixture? And during this period of time, they've been, you and I wanted them the first day to go in and root all these people out and get them out. What they were doing is, over this period of time, is infiltration rather than invasion. We could have had an invasion. We could have, they could have gone in there and arrested them all the first day and, you know, hung them high. But what they did was they said, we're going to infiltrate. We're going to catch them in the act. We're going to catch them in the act of all these things that they're doing. So there is no way they can escape justice. If you hear anybody say that I heard this from Buck and Clay. I never listened to them. We were on our trip and we were coming back and we're listening to Buck and Clay and they're like, oh, nothing's ever going to happen. People are never going to get arrested. Hogwash. President Trump is serious. If anybody looks at President Trump and thinks he's not serious, they have another thing coming. All right. So here is where it was posted on post 1356, dated 5/13/2018, years ago, about the shadow government. Thank you, Stormy, for compiling these for us. Also, shadow presidency, shadow government. Who's the shadow president? We've already talked about Obama. He was the one who was making all these flights and doing all these things as if saying, hey, I'm really the president because, you know, we have all the people in government and President Trump is just a passing fancy. We're going to get him out on one way or the other. So I'm really with President Trump coming out and saying all this on the mainstream news, which they didn't cover. That tells you it's finally time for this truth to come out. And so, you know, I'm just going to say this now and a preview for what we're going to talk about at the end of the video. They're not going to go down without pulling some kind of strike. I just don't think so. You know, they're going to try something. And so there might be something, a scare event that strikes fear into us, but just don't worry. It's all going to be okay. Patriots are in control. How many times have they told us that? Okay. So I'm just telling you now, we're going to have a video tomorrow. We're going to talk about this in the morning on our Sunday morning show. All right, so in more detail. Okay, so here is Nikki Flores. She is an FBI agent who admitted to running a shadow government, withholding crucial information from Trump that China meddled in our elections. So this is her, this is the little puppet master who's saying, I'm running a shadow government. She knew that what they were doing was treasonous, that they were running a government underneath the government. And I'm sure she felt that she was doing her civic duty and because Trump is so bad. I don't care what you thought, girlfriend. This is treason. This is treason, what you're doing here. So she facing mass calls to fire former FBI agent Nikki Flores if they are to keep their federal contracts after President Trump declassified shocking files exposing Flores for admitting to running a shadow government, withholding crucial information from President Trump that China meddled in our elections. So this is what, again, this infiltration where they let them do this. They were watching. The white hats were watching the dark hats in the government do this. They're sitting there going, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give the presidential daily briefing. We're going to make it where it says this and that and the other. And we're going to hide from him all the truth about the election interference. But he'll never know any wiser because we're the ones giving him all this information. What they didn't know was that it was a giant sting and we're catching you in the act of treason. And President Trump knew the truth the whole time. That's the big picture. I wanted to make sure and do this video so that you guys really understand. The big picture is not what they were trying to do and what they did do, stealing elections and bringing in all these people from other countries, et cetera. Yeah, they did that. And we have the goods on them all. Okay. Is that all making sense? I hope that really helps. All right. So then I want you to see this. This is from Kash Patel's interview with Hannity, and he's talking about these burn bags. Thank you, MJ Truth, for grabbing this link. This is really great to listen to every word.
So we found that room that Dan Bongino talked
burn,
about.
The burn bags. Bag room. Explain a burn bag.
It's basically a large paper bag that you use to destroy and literally shred and burn classified information. So we not only found burn bags in a room that was locked away in FBI headquarters.
And they weren't burned.
They weren't burned, but the room was also off the map. It wasn't on our blueprint. And nobody had access to it. So
how'd you find it?
Well, that's what we do. That's what I do. I know that these people put it in places for us to never find. But I also know what Dan talked about and you talked about. There are a lot of good people at the FBI. Now, we got rid of a lot of bad people since Trump took
over. What percentage is gone?
Every single one of the people that weaponized law enforcement is gone.
You identify them, threw them out.
And they're terminated.
Okay, so Dan's theory, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it, was he believes that people purposely saved this information, left little crumbs in a trail, like Little Red Riding Hood, wanting you to find it, that it was saved by design by good people, special agents, you know, the rank and file good guys that want to do good. You believe that?
I think there's a lot of truth to that, because I think the rank and file wanted the FBI to be restored to what it used to be before the weaponization of law enforcement. And so what we have to do is methodically catalog all this stuff. We're triaging computer hard drives from previous directors and deputies. We're looking at the totality of information. We're finding jurisdiction. And by the way,
Okay, that's the end of it. Okay. Yeah, so that is so great. And I really think that was a great interview. Thank you, Cash, for really pointing this out, what these burn bags are and how he found them in this room that wasn't even on their map, but he was able to find it. And somehow the White Hats had left all this information right there for them, like a gold mine of all this evidence. And I think that they thought this was down in Mar-a-Lago, that they had found it and they'd moved it to Mar-a-Lago. You know, who knows? You know, they were trying everything in the world they could to find this information, the evidence, the smoking gun, and to hide it, but they were not able to. So that's really, really great. Okay, so I wanted you to see that. Oh, that was really a really great thing. Yeah, this is what Obama Nation wanted to do to our country. Again, he is just a puppet. Okay, but he was the one who was leading the charge on this on behalf of the criminal cabal. All right. So the next thing is that this is what President Trump had to say about NBC, ABC, and CBS not airing this speech. Check this out.
And ABC fake news have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason.
Do you hear that? Catch that? Those words. They are part of the plot. They are part of the plot. The ABC, NBC, CBS, he's calling them out by name. He didn't call them out by name. He definitely did. ABC, CBS, NBC, the ones who run ABC, CBS, NBC. The ones who run it, they are the enemy of the people. The mainstream media, how many times does he have to tell us they're the enemy of the people? And as he said on that last video, the clip I showed you at the beginning on the burn bags, he said all these people must be prosecuted. All those who were involved in this must be prosecuted, who were a part of this and complicit in it, preventing the information from getting to President Trump and to the American people.
They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion-dollar assets.
Okay, so I'm going to just keep going back. I'm going to keep going back again and again. How do they get these FCC licenses? How do they get these? It's because they are part of the cabal. You and I can't get some FCC license. We can hardly get we get a chair in the White House press briefing room. But before that, before President Trump, we couldn't even get that. They have held complete control over the information that comes out. That the people of America will only hear what they want them to hear. Thank God we are the news now. Thank God we have the ability to come on Rumble, to come on YouTube, to come somewhere and expose this. Now, hope that I'm not going to get in trouble on YouTube about this. I very likely will, because I'm talking about, you know, this is fraud. This is fraud, and it has to come out on one channel or the other. But we've all been banned, shadow banned, or completely banned. All of our channels gone for 5 years because they were clamping down on the truth from getting out, and they, oh, this is hurting our democracy. Whenever they say hurting our democracy, you know it's hurting their cabal-run government, the shadow government. So, all right, so check, I want you to hear that, and then I want you to see, this is what they were threatening to not air, and they're scared because they know that the election fraud implicates them, and they were in on it. And all their cronies were elected. Again, going back to remember this, they let them do it while they were sitting and watching and getting, and President Trump was part of this government and had they'd infiltrated, and they let them do this while they're fully watching every little thing that they were doing. But it appears that we finally have all the goods, all the information, all the evidence, all the proof on them completely that we need. And so finally it's time to get this done. So there's several moving parts, several high-level strategy things that need to be put into place, and it looks like we're finally there. So this FCC, Federal Communications Commission, regulates broadcast TV radio licenses. Licenses can be challenged or revoked for serious violations like fraud, indecency, or failing public interest standards. Hello? Failing public interest standards, as in preventing us from getting the truth from our president? Could that be one of those? Failing public interest standards? Yes. But this is rare. It requires due process and hearings and court involvement, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we'll find out, you know, on exactly what happens. Will they have their licenses revoked, or will they be the people who are responsible be removed, and ABC and CBS and NBC will continue, but just under better management? We'll find out. Either way, if... I'm all for them having their licenses revoked. I'm all for us being the news now. But I trust President Trump, and I trust the plan. Here's what CNN had to say. Because, of course, the way they always paint it, and the people who are watching them, who are the brainwashed fools who are watching CNN, think, oh, see, you've got to prevent the president from getting his information out. No, in a free society, there's freedom of speech, and that even goes to the president, and he can speak, and then the people can figure it out. The truth come out, and the people can figure it out. Check it out.
He did the same thing as this network, CNN, last night. The newsrooms monitored the speech, evaluated what was actually newsworthy, looked at the documents Trump was declassifying, and then reported on what happened. NBC and ABC both went on the air with special reports to explain that the speech had happened and to some...
Okay, it makes me so mad. I'm sorry. I really don't mean... I shouldn't stop these videos in the middle. It just ticks me off that they are saying... Oh, you're a child. And so we're going to listen to what he says, and then we'll just divvy out to you what we believe that you should hear. Like a little baby bird, we'll feed you whatever we want to feed you. No, we're adults, we're grown-ups, and we can hear what he has to say. And, you know, he is the one who has been duly elected, not you. They consider themselves a fourth branch of government.
Summarize what Trump had said, but most importantly, to contextualize it and fact check it, just as CNN did. Now, Trump was ominously claiming that the networks were part of a plot, but the only real plot here, the only intention is to remain reality-based and truth-based. Trump's election lies led to violence after the 2020 election. So this is a subject that really does warrant extra.
Okay, can I tell you that ticks me off too? I guess they figured that their people who are listening to CNN still believe in the narrative of the January 6th that it led to violence. The only violence that was led by the FBI, the black hats who were in the intelligence community. That's the only group that was doing any violence, not patriots. And so they're all part of this violence to wrestle this control, which we're trying to get away from us, to get back. So we're going to fight to get back our government. And we're not using violent means. We're using truth, and we're going to get our government back. And they, you know, then the violence that they have is mostly their lies, that they would blame us for what happened on January 6th. That truth has to come out, but another day.
Care and attention by journalists. And frankly, some network executives felt that it would be dangerous to just air Trump's speech live in full, unedited, without knowing what he was going to say ahead of time. That's where we are in America. And we have been here before. I remember during some of Trump's COVID-19 briefings in 2020.
If it had been up to them, they would have censored George Washington Paul Revere, Thomas Jefferson, all these ones who were standing up and telling the king, we're declaring our independence. That's why they had to hide in Pennsylvania to create the Declaration of Independence. And they knew how dangerous it was because they were saying, we're going to have our own free and fair country and not be under the thumb of the king. And the same thing, they say, oh, how dangerous this is to our democracy. It's dangerous because they know that we're going to get our country back, and they're going to jail. Like President Trump said, because you'd be in jail. All right. So they are dangerous for you. Yeah. Dangerous for you is what it is. All right. So, and President Trump said, they used their influence to write negative stories about President Trump, and they wanted him to lose because he was onto them. He was not someone that they could control. So check this out.
Other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not want, and they just didn't want it. They fought like hell not to have it, Donald Trump, to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? This is what they were doing to all this negative press. Would have made any other person in the world wilt and fall apart, but not President Trump. What does that tell you? He is the tough as nails. And that was the reasoning behind all of the things that they, and normally that would work. If you ever had anyone who would go into Congress who was an independent thinker, and they would just to destroy them. And they would fall, you know, just fall to the wayside. And they would say, oh, I'm stopping my campaign or blah, blah, blah. President Trump, he would not stop. He would never stop.
To influence the results of the U.S. midterm elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself. Separately, in mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job. And they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the president of the United States of America.
Treason. And the thing is, they paid him tons of money to do so. They paid the NBC, CBS, and ABC know where their bread is buttered. They know where they're getting all their money. And it's okay. We're starting to really talk about China. The issue is not China, as in what you normally think of, obviously not the Chinese people. Those people are just, you know, under the thumb of the CCP. It's not even Xi Jinping. Again, infiltration. Xi Jinping has infiltrated the CCP. He's had to appear maybe the part of the CCP, but he is not. President Trump is working along with him. And so now you've got all these ones who have been used by the cabal handlers in China, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, to, but really they're just New World Order, Nazi World Order. And they said, we are going to use China and to be able to grab some of this data. I'm going to show you that next. And so also to pay off all these media outlets and influencers and anybody that they could get to do it, to just talk about all the bad things about President Trump. He said this, that, the other. They were paid to do this. You know, we can't have a free and fair country when you've got, you know, someone who's literally at war with you and controlling your media and what the people hear. Thank goodness we have a way to counter that and to get the truth out with social media now. It would have been curtains if we hadn't had that. You know, and let's just be honest, you know, that's really what happened with JFK. He had no way to get the truth out. He was fighting like crazy, but he could not overcome the media. This is not new. This is way back from the 60s and back before that. they could never overcome the media. And thank God we now have social media because we can get the truth out and they cannot stop us. Praise the Lord. So, so, so thankful. And thank you everybody for liking and sharing and getting this information so people can really connect these dots. It's really important. That's our job. That's our mission, is to get the truth out. All right. So now President Trump starts talking about China. When you see China, he says China because he's trying to help us know that it's not really China, but it's the New World Order cabal at the top. They stole $220 million. I had to stop and go, did he say $220 million? Yes, he said 220 million voter files. 220 million voter files. China created data, they created their own data exploitation unit. They have a whole side of government for what they're going to do to grab all of the data on all our voter files. I'm going to show you some of the stuff that they got. The deep state intelligence intelligence community downplayed the election meddling. Oh, they're not doing anything. It's just, there's no problem. They're getting paid for every time they say there's no problem. Every time they say the phrase, what was it? There's nothing to it, whatever. I'll play that clip for you. Whenever they would do that, they're just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. China's like, yeah, keep saying it. And it'll just infiltrate the people. Starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. I want you to hear that from him.
20 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare.
A nightmare for them and that's your data. Don't think that it's not your name's on there. What is this? Let's boil it down. It is the same thing as the Chinese social credit score. I heard a video just the other day, this guy saying that he's trying to get a job and he's got, you know, great, terrific grades and all this, and he can't get a response. And it's because he is getting a CCP social credit score from AI. AI is saying if he's posting about how he loves President Trump and is for freedom and for whatever, they say, nope, he doesn't have a good enough credit, social credit score. That is happening in America. That's the problem. They know everything about you. They know who you voted for. They know what your social, what you're saying on social media. They know it all. They know it all, and they're using it to destroy you. If you've wondered why you have a hard time getting a good job, having, you know, doing anything, getting a car. I mean, all kinds of things. It's because they have tried to destroy you. I'll tell you this. I'm just going to say this. Did y'all see that President Trump retruthed me this week? That made me so happy. Thank you, President Trump. It made me so happy. And do you know the moment that it was posted was on 10-10. But in the a.m., I think it was a.m., 10:10 a.m. And you know what that reminded me of was this beautiful passage in John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that they might have life abundant. The enemy's trying to destroy you. That's what he's saying. When they're taking your data, it's not just data. It's data for a reason to destroy you. I'm sorry, but that's the case. It explains why we have been taking it on the chin for years. If you go along and get along, you will be able to smooth sailing. But if you stand for Trump, if you stand for truth, and especially if you stand for God's word, they're going to destroy you. They're going to try to. But the Lord Jesus said he came to give us life abundant. We're going to have abundant golden age. And all the things that they have done to destroy us, it'll flip around. I'm going to cry. Okay, I'm not going to cry. But it says in the Golden Age, here's the book, The Golden Age that I wrote. And the Golden Age will no longer be pushed down. We will be raised up. No longer will we be dishonored. We'll be honored. Golden age. How about the golden age for you? All right. So I want you to see that. I want you to see what President Trump said about this 220 million voter files. That's pretty much everybody. That's pretty much everybody. That's everybody. So they got it all. And they're using it with the in their system to, again, try to destroy our country and us personally. All right. So I want you to see this is the evidence of their hacking into the elections. I'll show you some of these pictures. Here's your voter names, birth dates, home. This is from the whitehouse.gov. I think it's /election fraud. You can go over there and you can see this all for yourself, or you can look at it on my ex account, melissaredpill.com. The home mailing address, party affiliation, telephone area code, exchange number, home mailing address, military affiliation, political party affiliation, historical voting records, all of this. This is what they were grabbing. Personal identifiable information, which is called your PII, would be used in mining PII on U.S. citizens. So you've got a number. Think of it like your social security number. When someone pulls in that number and they see, oh no, don't even spend the time. Don't even spend the time looking at this person because they don't have a good CCP social credit score. It's in America. It's not just happening in China. It's happening right here. Analyze, discover the identities of important U.S. targets. The information will be used to conduct general election analysis. Furthermore, continue state voter registration data. There you go. A lot of this is blacked out, but you get the idea. This is what was happening with this China deal. All right, so I want you to see that. We'll talk a little bit more about China, how they downplayed all this. Was this the same one? Hang on, this might be the same video. So no, this is a different one. All right. So this is where I can't remember what this clip was. Sorry. Listen.
It shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project, compounding the travesty. The second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, in many cases in our intelligence agency, work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else. And to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, this is the most secure election in the history of our country.
What's the phrase? What did you guys say here? This is the most secure election in our history. Every time they said that, and we heard it over and over and over and over and over, especially if you're on anything besides, you know, regular mainstream media, they got money. They got paid for every time they said it. That's why they said it all the time, because it was money in the bank. They were just trying to force that down our throats. So yeah, this is an election security nightmare. It's, you know, yes, installing their puppet leaders. Yes, running our governments, which is horrible enough, but using all of our data that these traitors gave over our data and hid this from the president with their shadow government, hid this from the American people, and they're using it to literally try to ruin your life. It might help you to understand why certain things have happened, that you may have this great credentials and you can't get a job. And why all of a sudden you're having, everything's fine in your family, and next thing you know, it blows up. Because there are people that are in the ear of others in your family who are trying to destroy your family. I'm telling you, this is not science fiction. This is real. This is an election security nightmare. They have you as a social... the social credit score, they're like, destroy this person. I got to tell you another quick story. I went to when you're called for a jury duty. I went to jury duty, and there's a hot, literally, think 100 people, probably more than 100 people, probably 150 people. And so they're telling everybody where to sit in the pews, in the line, I mean, all this. And so they call name after name after name after name after name. I literally was the last name called. The last name called. I was the winner. I was the one at the very end. They're like, this is the last person we want to have on the jury. Because she is tough as nails. And she'll say, hang him high. I don't know. But they're like, no, we can't. Literally, the girl who was next to me, the next to the last person, was a person, she raised her hand. She says, I don't even live in this county. They want the girl who doesn't even live in the county before they wanted me. This is what I'm saying. I'm on the last of the line. You are likely. Because you're connected to me, they know that you're watching Mallie. I'm telling you right now, you should probably turn it off right now. They know that you are on. You're awake. And they are like, these are the ones we have to destroy. They are on to it. And they're going to stop us from doing 1,000 things because they're going to keep getting the truth out. I'm in rare form today, aren't I? All right. Sorry. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to calm down. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So this is... MJ did a lot of great work to try getting some of this data off of the whitehouse.gov. And so I'm going to just show you some of the things that he found. So it seems so odd to exclude IC coordinated language on Beijing's view on it. It's about election. Odd to exclude the IC coordinated language on Beijing's view. We assess that China prefers that the president does not win the election. What do we care what Beijing thinks? Who cares what Beijing thinks? This is from July 3rd of, is it 2026? He be used to influence the 2020 election. However, we assess at this time, China probably judges the risk of being caught interfering in the U.S. election outweighs any potential gains. So anyway, they were trying to use their minions to do their dirty work. So they could be, oh, we didn't do anything. We didn't do it. Well, we have it all. We know it was directly from, quote, China, as in the minions of the Chinese Communist Party. All right. This internal emails reveals how officials fought to downplay China wanting Trump to lose in 2020. Right? They're not doing anything. You're crazy. You're crazy to think that China has anything to do with this. It's a November 2020 email chain during the drafting of the official intelligence community assessment on foreign interference. No way. They're not doing anything. One official is pushing back against weak language on China. They argue it should clearly state that China prefers Trump doesn't win. But they're no. They don't. Yeah, we don't need to tell that. They propose stronger language. We assess that China prefers that President Trump doesn't win. And they also want to add that Beijing was using lobbying, economic pressure, cyber exploitation, what I was just talking about, and rhetoric to shape the U.S. political environment ahead of the 2020 election. They wanted to say this in the report, but they were stifled from being able to get this into the report. And even if it was in the report, they would not pass this along, you know, to the president. That's the point. That is the treason. Whether President Trump already knew or not, which he did, he already knew. But the point is, what are they doing as the intelligence community, which is supposed to give the president good information? What are they doing? And they're stifling that information, keeping it from getting to him. The final language that made it into the report was much softer. China probably decided the risk of getting caught interfering outweighed any potential gains. So they just tried to sugarcoat it to keep all this information away from the president. Okay, so I want you to see that. He's also got this one here. The White House official was warned that Beijing had collected derogatory information on him and was trying to use it to force him into taking a softer stance on China. This is described as China's attempt to use blackmail against a U.S. administration official. Using all this derogatory information. Lower-level Chinese officials have recommended collecting and using black materials. You ever heard of black materials, as in blackmail materials, against perceived anti-China U.S. officials since at least January 2019? And I'm telling you, they're doing it against each one of us. You might not realize it, but something's going on behind the scenes. You're like, why am I getting all this grief from this direction and that direction? It's because they've tried to infiltrate your life to destroy you. Even with heavy redactions, the document confirms China was running a deliberate blackmail operation targeting U.S. officials. The newly declassified documents show that China planned to stoke violent unrest and blame Trump's COVID response to swing the 2020 election. So here's on this document right here. Okay. So I'll just give you the skinny on it. China had extensive plans to use influence and cyber operations to turn public opinion against the Trump administration. They intended to exploit U.S. divisions by encouraging violent demonstrations and looting during economic unrest to make Trump look weak. That, of course, just ruin his presidency, do whatever you've got to do, and blame it on Trump. That's what they do. What did Pelosi call it? The flip around? What'd she call it, you guys? Whatever it was, you know, that's what they do. That's their political tactic. Oh, it's a tactic. Oh, it's a tactic. This is treason. We need to be able to have officials who aren't afraid of their family being blackmailed and all these things happening to them to stop them from being able to do their job. This is a recipe for what's happened in the Latin American countries with the cartels basically running the government, right? They attacked his COVID response to increase public dissatisfaction and undermine his legitimacy. This is why so many of the people, you can't speak reason to them because they've been brainwashed about President Trump for so long. They've been fed lie after lie after lie. China had the capability to push these messages across social media, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and mainstream media used both covert and hidden influencers. This was done. It was allowed to be done so that they could prove. Everybody knows it now. Everybody has seen it now. What they have done, what they've pummeled out to us day after day after day. And so they had control of this, but somehow or another, finally we got, here I am on YouTube. I don't know how long that's going to last, but so it appears that now white hats are in control of YouTube and TikTok. President Trump is number one on TikTok, as he just said this week, and he's the one who's talking down communism. Here's the White Hats now have control of these platforms. Okay, so just, the wrap-up smear. Thank you. The wrap-up smear. Thanks, Kat. Me too, you too. Yeah, that was it. The wrap-up smear. That's what they do. That's a tactic. That's what they do. All right, so I want you to see all this. So this is what's, again, we're not talking about China. We're talking about the New World Order, right? This is how they do it to stop anybody who stands in their way. China planned to incite racial unrest and blame white people hating black people to sabotage Trump. Oh, can we please one day be at the golden age where we don't have this racial tension? I'm just so over it. I'm so over it. Where everybody loves America and where everybody treats everybody with respect and we stop all this badgering. There's enough things to argue about in this world without this constant nagging racial tension. It's you just to see everything through this lens. That's what they've done with so many people. So many people, that's all they can see. They can't see anything. They're just like people are brainwashed on 1,000 things. This is one of the big brainwashing tactics they had. China had extensive plans to use influence and cyber operations to turn public opinion against Trump. They specifically targeted racial tensions, planning to allege that white people hate black people. Incite demonstrations and marches to highlight racial divides, increase conflict between police and anti-racism activists, create the impression that U.S. law enforcement resents the government and people of color. Clearly, that's not the case. But if you just say it and say it and say it and say it, then people will believe it and believe it and believe it. Other themes, not only the black versus white, but also the political party fights or Congress versus Trump conflicts or women's rights or war plans, whatever it is, just keep nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging and stoking and stoking and stoking. China had the ability to spread these messages across social media and mainstream media influencers, of course, and just being in someone's ear 24/7. One option included gathering dirt on senior U.S. officials. This is another act of war. Thank you, MJ, for pulling all this out of this document. This was on this one right here. Okay. Also, China confirms that the CIA confirms that China had a multi-year plan to stop President Trump from being reelected. Hello, we know that. But this is what just came out in these documents. Here's another, this document right here. Okay. All this reporting right here, the CIA note. I'm going to show you a little bit more about that one in just a second. China's goal was for Trump not to be reelected. They viewed the uncertainty of his administration as a problem. They knew that. This is going to be a problem. They thought they had solved this with JFK, and Reagan, but they did not understand the American fighting spirit. We love America. We love the America of freedom. We cannot, we've had freedom. We can't lose our freedom. None of us would be able to take it because we just can't do it. I know I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. These people who are living in a country where they can't speak their mind, they can't think their own thoughts. I couldn't do it. The American people have known freedom too long. We can't go back. China's goal was for Trump to not be reelected. Starting in 2018, China actively worked to reduce Trump's votes and prevent his reelection by leveraging opponents and targeting key sectors. They analyzed the 2016 election results and identified Trump-supporting states and used tariffs on those sectors to create economic pain. I know, and it's not just that. They also literally, I believe they've spent weather weapons to Texas after we voted in President Trump for the first time. They said immediately we got was it Harvey? And they were punishing us for voting in President Trump. This is war. War. They're punishing us for doing this and making you think. They're thinking, oh, if this person is in such a financial straits or they're having to figure out how to, you know, get their house fixed because their house was flooded or whatever it is, whatever havoc they have wreaked on us, they're like, oh, well, they'll give up on supporting Trump. No, we didn't. Nope, we didn't. Nope. Here we are, CCP. China ran influence operations by paying U.S. think tank experts, academics, and former officials large speaking fees and trips to get them hooked on China and push Trump on tariffs. By mid-2019, China specifically targeted political swing states as crucial for the 2020 election, right? They're targeted, like, we're going to do everything to support the ones that are for Biden and push down hard the ones that are for Trump. All right. And this internal CIA document directly contradicts the public 2021 assessment that China did not influence the 2020 election outcome. Of course, they knew that. What they were putting out to the public was completely opposite from the truth. This is the evidence that President Trump just put out on whitehouse.gov that they knew this and they told everyone the lie. It shows that China, New World Order, had a deliberate ongoing strategy to undermine Trump's reelection, and bad actors within our own government conspired with China to cover it up. All right. So thank you again, MJ. So here's another one that was from Eric Daugherty. This was almost impossible to read. Let me see if I can. It says this, that the declassified files from President Trump revealed that China was said to be manufacturing fake driver's licenses for foreigners in the U.S. to create fraudulent mail-in ballots for Joe Biden. They have left no stone unturned to gather up because they had only 5 voters for Biden. They had to do something. They had to pull out every stop to get as many votes as they possibly could, even making fraudulent driver's licenses. All right. So this, I'm going to give you this, but there's the link to this post so you can read it because it's just way too small. So I'll just pop this in here. I do too, grandma. I have 2 kids. I support them every day more and more. All right. So this is the driver's license one. Okay. That's outrageous. just making up people out of just manufacturing people out of whole cloth. Okay. I don't know what that one was for. I'm sure that was something I wanted to show you, but it's gone. All right. So this is where there were vulnerabilities in the 2020 election. President Trump just put this out there about all these different vulnerabilities in the election. And this was declassified by Tulsi Gabbard before what President Trump just declassified. So we judge that the U.S. adversaries, including a minimum of Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability of compromising the U.S. election infrastructure for the 2020 presidential election. Those, thank you, Tulsi Gabbard, for getting that truth out. And President Trump just posted that. So here is where it's talking about China. Okay, here we go. In Post 38, way back in November 2017, it says, to 4 carriers and escorts in the Pacific, why is this relevant? To prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during the transition, Russia, China, let me see if we go back to. Again, it's not really China. But we remember How did POTUS remove this one side of the pyramid? What did POTUS receive while visiting China? He went to the Forbidden City. He received such accolades that they just adore him. Xi Jinping does. But there are obviously, you know, there are those in the CCP who clearly despise President Trump. Still in all, President Trump is working with the white hats there. So you can't think of China as just one solid group. You've got the white hats and you've got the dark hats, just like in America. And the white hats on in every country are working together against the dark hats, who are working under the control of the Nazi world order. He received all these accolades. What if, where did POTUS dine? I said, in the Forbidden City. What is, no one gets to do that. That's just like, yeah, only for the emperor. What is the significance? What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? That is what we continually have to remember and draw our attention to, is that they are working, the white hats in China are working together. White hats in Russia are working together with President Trump. I'm not going to go into North Korea right now. Our time it's not going to be enough for that. But anyway, I want you to see that. Okay, so some more of the data that came out on the D-class. We've been waiting for D-class for all this time. President Trump has just pushed out this D-class. So let's share this. Like I said, our hair's on fire. So on this election fraud, 250,000 non-citizens are illegally registered to vote in just four states for which public data files have been reviewed. And the news came out, oh, no, they're not really. There's no evidence of that. I mean, they're running out of excuses. But this is like in Georgia, there's 42,000 that are deceased and 2,500 that are non-citizen. In Ohio, there's 59,000 that are deceased and 769 that are non-citizen. This is how they do it, to be able to run our elections. I'm going to grab this one and pop this over here. So share this. This is I'll just put this as the 250,000 non-citizens. Non-citizens. Okay. So share that one, you guys. So this is important for people to understand. We cannot have a free country if you've got non-citizens voting. This is the whole point of the Save America Act. And if you have dead voters voting, and this is what, you know, they desperately need in order to win, because they can't win on ideas. And we're on to them. And so they just keep, you know, using these dead voters. I saw a meme the other day. When I'm dead, please don't let me vote Democrat. Right? Over 250,000 non-citizens are illegally registered to vote in just four states for which public data files have been reviewed. Yeah, we have the proof. Now, look at these. Most of these are red states. In the blue states, it's even worse. They didn't even give over their data. They didn't even hand it over, because they know it's completely just fraud, you know, up and down. Then Secretary Mullen said, plus 400,000 individuals who are registered to vote that are deceased. 400,000. That's just in those four states. That's not even, they have 50 states here, plus the territories. So yeah, they pulled out all the stops to bring out the dead voters and everything. We know this, and now this is information being declassed finally here. All right, so the next thing is, I've talked about this before. It's been a minute for us since we've talked about it, but the whole Venezuela connection. And I just want to briefly talk about that, because President Trump just exposed this, that the summary of the select intelligence reporting from 2004 to 2020 on Venezuela's electronic voting manipulation capabilities. So they used Smartmatic. They figured it out, how to do it, how to cheat and get using these machines, and they brought them to America. Everyone stop right now and pray the blessings on Mike Lindell. He has been saying this from the rooftops, and he has received so much grief. President Trump talked about that in some speech. I don't know if it was on this one, but he's talked about that. No one's taken it more on the chin than Mike Lindell. Praise the Lord for Mike Lindell. He's been saying Smartmatic, Dominion, Dominion, Dominion. These machines came straight from Venezuela under Chavez. They came directly to America to be able to destroy our country. That's really what this report is about right here. So I'm going to grab this one and I'm going to pop it into the chat. So I'll just call it Smartmatic. Yeah. hugely important. They tested it out in Venezuela. That's how Venezuela was taken over, and Venezuela was not, you know, able to maintain their freedom, and that's why Venezuela became a hellhole. People living in squalor, they lost everything. They were one of the most wealthy nations, and with overnight almost, they were eating out of dumpsters. That's what happened when the bad guys took over the elections with these election machines. The election machines are easily manipulated. And so that's exactly what they have done. All right, so there's that. President Trump, newly declassified election documents show Venezuela had compromised election infrastructure dating back to 2004. Intelligence, they knew this. Did they tell President Trump? No. President Trump knew anyway, but he's watching to see what are they going to do? What information are they going to give to him? Okay, that's really, for us, that's a huge thing, because he's saying these people need to be prosecuted for not giving him the information. That's the connection I want you to make sure to draw. The Intelligence Committee reporting from 2004 to 2020 documented persistent concerns about Venezuela government manipulation of electronic voting systems and the potential national security implications for U.S. infrastructure. The intelligence established that Venezuelan government officials developed sustained interest and likely some capability in manipulating electronic voting systems, including Smartmatic technology, to influence electoral outcomes in Venezuela. And then they bring them here. Hello. And so this is as Monica Crowley said, this is just the opening salvo. This is just the beginning. So he's going to get the truth out about this. And there's no doubt about it. Someone was saying, oh, he doesn't really care about the midterms. Give me a break. We have got to get this straightened out now. We have got to get this straightened out now, because these people are, if they were to get in, we know what they would do. They would pack the court, and they would stop the filibuster, and they would completely take over, because they know they can't. If they ever had a chance, they would know that this is they would have their last chance to do it, and we can't give them even that one chance. We can't. This is why President Trump is exposing this now. Okay, here it is. This is the one. Yeah, you can read this one a little bit better. It's a little easier to read. The intelligence established that Venezuelan government systems, including Smartmatic technology, to influence electoral outcomes in Venezuela. The 2006 Intelligence Committee assessment that Smartmatic's ties to Venezuela posed a national security threat were both based on solid intelligence regarding Venezuela's government intent to influence the U.S. politics and evidence of Venezuelan manipulation of their own electoral systems. Okay, so that got all brought out on the website. I'm going to show, let's see. I have this actually on my social media over on, I think it's on Telegram. I wasn't able to put it on X. All right. So you can actually grab those zip files that are over on the Telegram. If you want to know where all the links are to my social media, it's on melissaredpill.com. There's a lot of fake Mellies out there, but that's where you'll get the real Melly link. All right. So that's what's going on with that. Okay. So here's I think this is the last thing that they had shared that they had declassed thus far. Okay. This one is about, what was going on in Michigan. Let's see if I can read it. It's a little bit small. The FBI Detroit field office was informed that the Michigan State Police, Michigan Attorney General, and the Muskegee Police Department were investigating allegations of fraudulent voter registrations being submitted to the Muskegee City Clerk's office. This is how they're taking over the Michigan elections, is by putting in all these fraudulent registrations. Let's see if I can figure out how to grab something else I want you to see. Let's see if I can close that. Oh, that's no, that won't do it. All right. Anyway, so I wanted you to see that basically that was another thing that they were putting out there onto the social media, onto the whitehouse.gov, that the Michigan State was on to them, not just the federal government, but the state police was realizing that they were, somebody was putting in fraudulent registrations so that they could steal elections. Okay, so I want you to see that. Yeah, this is where he's saying the most secure election in the history of our country. He's so funny. I love it. He's So he's the best. Okay, why don't you see a little bit about Sammy the Bull? John Solomon brought this up yesterday, and I think that this is, he did bring up maybe about Sammy the Bull. Either way, that he's, it leads us to believe that there is somebody who was a dark hat who turned state's evidence. The Bible even talks about this, that people should come out from among them and be separate and so that they won't incur the same condemnation that the New World Order, the Antichrist, is going to receive. And so potentially somebody did, just like Sammy the Bull came out against the Gambino crime family. He admitted to his 19 murders, but he also got a deal and he went into witness protection because he exposed what they were doing and how they were doing it. And he turns state's evidence. Okay. So here's, I want you, there likely is someone who has done that. I think, let's see. Okay. I don't know why I've got that open for that right there. All right. I've got something else to show you. It was something else. Something else. Okay. All right. There's something I'm looking for that I had pulled up for you before that. That's maybe one of the ones. Let's see if I can grab it. If I can find it. Okay. Bear with me real quick. I want to find something for you. No, not it. Okay. Hang on. I'm going to find this for you because it's really this one. No. Okay. Hang on real quick. There's something I want to show you guys, and it's about the group. Bear with me. Entertain yourselves while I find this. Let's see. You know, if I can find it quickly enough while we're on the show live. Probably one of those ones that disappeared. It was one about the, I guess maybe, anyway, I'll just go on. If I can find it, I'll show it to you tomorrow morning. There was something else I wanted to show you. But anyway, those are the main things that President Trump was saying at this speech, and that we need to share is about the shadow government, these burn bags. About who is it really? Is it China, or is it really the C-blank-A, I guess I can say CIA now, that was running this? And the question is, is the CIA, well, President Trump said he was going to have the CIA give over this information. Well, white hats are in control. But we've talked about that. We've seen those posts how many times? The Patriots are in control. And so they're going to now be giving this, the good data, over to the president and to the American people, because the bad guys can no longer run their operation. The deep state, as President Trump was exposing, the deep state is no more. They're going to be prosecuting the deep state. It's finally time for that to happen. Okay, I just wanted you to understand, you know, where we are on the timeline. Now, I've got that one thing to show you at the end of the video. What are they going to pull before that? But before we do that, super, super quick, I want you to see that OPEC is dead. There were two things that just happened. I wanted to share this with you in the news. I'll probably talk about it a little bit more in detail tomorrow. But Egypt just came out and said, we have a new oil field that we have found. Well, let me tell you, they didn't just find the oil field. They didn't just find it. they're saying they just found it, but they have not been able to use their own oil because OPEC has controlled what everybody could do. And now Egypt can use their own oil for the good of their people and to sell. And that's what has to happen. OPEC has been controlling all this and they're dead. No more are they going to be able to do this. And yay, the new world order, Nazi world order is dead along with them. So thank you, Lord. And then the other thing is that Iraq just made a deal with Chevron to avoid the Strait of Hormuz. In the past, you couldn't do that. Under OPEC, you couldn't do that. And so if you see President Trump having the leader of Iraq in the Oval Office, and there he said, oh, they made a deal with Chevron, it's because they are avoiding, they're out from under the control of the New World Order OPEC. That is gigantic. This is actually in the book of Revelation. It talks about that they'll no longer run the commerce. They've held the world under this control, this terrible stranglehold, because they controlled the oil right there. Pretty much, not just the Strait of Hormuz, but that one place, as well as others, they've controlled everybody. that way. And now they no longer do. So it's really, really great news. If you're not familiar with my work on this, go and check out my books. Here's a link. I'll just pop this in there. End Times, my main book, Decoding Revelation, is called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So here it is right here. I'm going to grab this. This is the books. And if you haven't read it, definitely check it out because you will absolutely love it. It will make you so happy because it's not the scary part. Like we were told, it's the end times for them. And it's 1,000 years of peace for us. And you'll love the golden age. You'll love the promises of God's word about where we're headed into the golden age. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You'll love how all the Bible stories you've ever heard. You're like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize it was talking about what was going to happen now. Yeah. And then the major clues for minor prophets. If you really want to know what the minor prophets were talking about, Haggai and Zephaniah, Zechariah, Malachi, Micah, all of them, Habakkuk, Joel, they were talking to us, the fighters at the end. And how we would destroy this criminal cabal. All right. So I want you to see that. All right. So check that out. And also the audiobooks are on melissaredpill.com too. So I love this, how President Trump was talking with the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, saying we've united the world. And if, I'm sure you guys remember, it talks about the world will be united. This is on the 17 board. The world will be united. I love how he said this. And now President Trump is so happy that people have come to America and it's not at all what they were told it was going to be. They thought it was going to be, you know, mayhem in the streets, and they realize now America's amazing. They're loving it. And so this has really been, it's not just for America to have unity, it's for the whole world to have unity and for them to realize that we are truly trying so hard to fight for the good of humanity. We really are. And that truly is our destiny, as you see the bundle of Omer back behind me. All right. So President Trump has been draining the swamp. So exciting. In the last year, 256,000 federal jobs went bye-bye. 256,000. 72,000 in D.C. alone. This is huge. This is so good. Such great news. How I can pop that link in for you also so you can see that one. This is really great news because it's draining the swamp. That means these people who've been running roughshod over your freedoms and mine are no longer able to do that, which is so, so, so great. I want you to see that. Yes, America. Thank you, H. Clay. America. Yes, America. Okay, so I thought there was something right there, but I just didn't. Okay, the game is over when the public knows. This is from Post 1602, dated June 27th, 2018. The game is over when the public knows. This is what's about what's happening just now with President Trump exposing this, and they are not able to overcome it. We're getting the truth out. They're trying still hard to prevent the truth from coming out, but they can't. And the game is over when the public knows how they've been hiding information from us and from the president to run game on all of us. The game is over when the public knows. So I think we're at this game over stage. All right. So there is what was that link I was going to share with you? This one, right? Okay. About the draining the swamp. Okay. So I'm going to pop that in there super quick. Drain the swamp of jobs. Okay. Of federal jobs. It's just taxing us to pieces. All right. So here is where President Trump is getting the help from the white hats in the CIA. John Ratcliffe, the CIA director, said he's helping President Trump save America from the deep state. There you go. He posted this out yesterday. So he is we finally have white hats in control. So that's what's really going on, and because there have been infiltrators, but we came in and we infiltrated and we took over. The White Hats took over. So thank you, Lord. Dan Scavino, here's what I was going to show you, what I told you from the beginning. Dan Scavino posted this, and I put this on social media today. Dan said, this is going to be a strike. Got it? Okay. We got it, Dan. There's going to be a strike. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm just going to say President Trump is going to... He's going to this FIFA game tomorrow. It really makes me think of that movie, Sum of All Fears. I'm just going to say that. Either way, what do I always say? Trust the plan, right? So check this out. So cute.
This is going to be a strike.
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Oh! Great job, Dan Scavino. Okay, so he's telling us this is going to be a strike. Crowley is saying, strap in. We've been told many times, don't be a panicking. I'm trying my hardest. I know you are too. I don't know what it's going to be, but we've got to be prepared and trust the plan. Okay. So that's what I'm going to keep saying. Just keep reminding you. And I'm not going to play the song because I'll get a ding on YouTube. But the point is, they're playing Nessun Dorma on this post, and Dan Scavino is posting this beautiful, all these planes going through the bomber and the jets going across the mountains. It's absolutely beautiful. And you can imagine the song, you know, Nessun Dorma. You want me to sing it for you? And the song says, "At dawn, I will win." And of course, this is Sum of All Fears music. That music was played in the Sum of All Fears movie that we were told about. The whole premise of that is that there is a nuclear attack during a big game. I think that was a football game. I don't remember. What kind of game was it, you guys? Do y'all remember? Be prepared for a shock. Fear, scare event necessary. I hope not, but it very likely could be. All right, so just be prepared. So Otis the 17th had this. I was just talking about Sum of All Fears, and he brought this up, that this is connecting that clip that Dan Scavino put out is connecting it to Sum of All Fears. What would happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran, China seeking the new North Korea commitment to fire short-range missiles pre-election? Look here at Russia, don't look there in China. Again, don't look at the CCP, New World Order handlers in China. When all of our infrastructure went over, all of our factories went over to China, that tells you that's ahead of this New World Order cabal. They've been running it from there. But again, thankfully, you have white hats who have infiltrated also. This is the day of white hats infiltrating and us taking back, each of us taking back our country and taking back our world. Okay? That's where we are. That's where we are. And if you're not familiar with that truth, please definitely check into my books, End Times. I do have them in German and Spanish and in Dutch, actually. So definitely check it out. End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's really good news. It's really good news. Don't let anything frighten you. Trust that this is the day we're going to be set free from these people. And that's a big part of that was what we just saw in President Trump's speech on Thursday to cause this earthquake to explode their control over us is President Trump says nothing bigger. It's through these election fraud machines. That's why they destroyed us. They tried to destroy our channels over it. But here we are. And we're back, baby. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, that you are running all of this. We trust you, that you are setting humanity free. Thank you for President Trump. Thank you for all the white hats. Thank you for everyone on this channel. Thank you for everyone who's awake, who's fighting every day. Bless us, Lord, so that we can save our country. And we know that we're at the verge. Lord, whatever happens, we just are going to be in complete faith. And we're not going to lose it. Right now, we're strapped in. We're expecting a strike. And we're just going to be in complete calm, trusting the plan, no matter what. And we just know that you're going to have us being this kingdom to be born on this earth so that we can have these beautiful days that eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you've prepared for those who love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you did not let the enemy triumph over us. Thank you, Lord, that you've allowed them to become dust under our feet. Again, we pray for every person on this channel. I pray that you'll bless them and strengthen them. Continue to protect their health, Lord. Protect their mental health. Protect their everything that the enemy has tried to rob. Just like you said in your word in John 10:10, we know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you've come to give us life and that abundantly. Thank you for the abundance. Mostly because we just love you. We're connected to you. We're listening to you. We're following you. We are trusting you. And we know that you'll bring us into a day where we'll no longer be harmed by them. Thank you so much, Lord, for the wonderful promise in your word that this is going to happen. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Okay, I love you guys. It's time to go. It's way past time to go, but I knew I had lots to tell you today. So definitely check in. Also, here is the page, the End Times page. You can read more about the End Times. If you're new, you can watch a little clip and be share that information with someone. Also, definitely check into this playlist right here, the videos category. You're watching videos about all about End Times, all about the minor prophets. I know it's going to be a little different from what you've heard, but it's really, really good news. Also, definitely check into this page right here, which is about how to get your health in good shape. You've got to make sure to protect your immune system. Even if you never get a cold, just like Sally, you can still get cancer. You've got to build up your immune system so that you will not get cancer. That's what we're making our bodies resilient and strong so that it can fight off and protect us from all these things. So definitely check into this. The answer is detoxing and filling your body with good nutrients. All right. I love you guys. I guess it's time to go. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget. I'll see you at 11 a.m. Central. Same time. Same channel. Okay. I love you guys. And I will talk to you.
And his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.